From Riverdale, our Nissan of Cool Springs spotlight. Javon, Arkansas, NC State, Vanderbilt, Virginia, Virginia Tech. Just talk about the recruiting process, because you can't take official visits this year, and it's a whole different ballgame this the normal year for obvious reasons. Just talk about how you're handling the recruiting, Javon.
The recruiting is great. I'm talking to all the other coaches, it's a little more difficult because I can't really get out. And I was told that I can get out when likely closer to the end of this month, and I have to keep getting updated on that. And it's just going well talking to coaches, and I feel like it's a little harder and challenging for me to figure out where I need to go, because I need to be able to go out more places. And I feel like COVID, It really hurt me on being able to go out and go see the colleges that I really wanted to see. But I feel like all the places that I have in my top five, so they show me great love, and I feel like it's great place for me school wise as I where I want to graduate and what I want to get my degree with. And I feel like they're a great place for me to go play. And I feel like all the coaching staff there shows me great love.
Coach Kreisi, Craig Ladd, talk about what makes Javon special and why these schools are wanting him to come there and play.
Yeah, this is, not only Javon's athletic ability and what he can do on a defensive line, but Javon's very mature for his age. He's more about academics, and you don't see that a lot these days, Mason. He takes his recruiting process, he's done it in a mature way, because Javon's not looking 3-4 years down the road. Javon's looking at 10 to 15 years down the road and what he can do as a young man and how he can be successful in life. And he's big on his education. He's a top student in the classroom. Teachers brag on him all the time. And that's what coaches see. They don't only see that he's a great football player, but they see a great young man that wants to be very successful in life. And when you have a young man like that, you want to recruit somebody like that really hard. And Javon's been very, very mature about this whole process and settling in and getting to know the coaches and getting a relationship with the coaches. He hadn't been going through just the glamour and the facilities and things like that, how sometimes, and I've watched with other players how the recruiting process has gone. He's really broke it down to see who has his majors, what he wants to major in, and how he can be successful in life.
Well, Javon, yeah, a lot of, and what Coach Kreisi has got, a lot of young men, they go to college to major in football. Javon, and mentioned it, what do you want to, you know, we obviously know you have your chops in football, but what do you want to major in with what Coach Kreisi is saying, what you were saying, what path do you want to take professionally after football's over?
After football's over, I plan to graduate with computer engineering degree.
Wow. So you can hire your coach later on in life, right? Coach, we're not sending you anywhere yet, okay? hey, Will, talk about Kelly Holcomb is one of my best buddies. We've done radio shows together, and having him run the offense and of course, with his son there, quarterback, the junior, Jamison. I've known him since he was a little one, but Kelly knows what he's talking about, but he's a good old dude.
Yeah, Kelly does a great job for us, and he works hard, and he's big on relationships and building relationships with kids. It's not all about X's and O's with him, and it's not about what he's done in his past. You know, he hardly ever brings that up. He talks about building young men and wanting to help young men become successful. And, you know, that's what, you know, he helps Javon with and talks to him because about college coaches and things and how it's going to be at the next level. And he's there to help Javon, and when Javon needs to ask for advice and things like that. And Kelly does a really good job with trying to help the young men become better young men for the future.
Javon, I always like to ask our prep athlete guests this question. At what point did you realize in your football career that, hey, you know what? I think I can take this and get a scholarship and go to the next level.
Well, it was after the sophomore season, and I got a lot more talk from colleges, and then I started taking things more seriously, and I started training a lot more often, and then I got a lot more attention from colleges, and I got a lot of phone calls, and I got a lot of people in my family telling me that they see me doing the things I am doing, and they like that I keep doing, and I keep pushing to be better myself. So I took that more seriously as everybody came up with me.
You know, Riverdale, what a great football tradition. And I know, man, you're playing in the toughest region in the state, you know, just right there in Rutherford County, the great football that's being played. Coach, you know, the good start and everything, you start getting in some region play here, you know, soon enough. But how, you know, for you, was talking to Javon, you know, how he was handling the recruiting in the COVID age, all the different things that you have to do so differently. They didn't teach this in college, right? How to handle these kind of situations. Just talk how you've handled it with your team, with all of the things that you have to get done to fulfill those obligations for COVID.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, we've been very fortunate. The first 4 weeks, we played at home. So last night was the first night we got loaded on the bus, and we took four different buses, you know, and you got four different buses, you got four different bus drivers, so you got to make sure they're showing up on time. You got to make sure all the kids are spread out and they have all their things. They're spread out during the locker room. And yeah, it's been an adjustment. But like you said, you talk to Javon and you see what type of leadership him and the other seniors have for us. So it's been, with this group, an easy transition. I told the coaches last Sunday in our coaches meeting that if we were going to have to go through this with any group, this senior class and this team is the best team that we could go through this type of situation, because every situation that's been thrown at them since June 1, they have handled it with class and great leadership, and it's made my job a lot easier.
Well, hey, Javon, you know, you're more than welcome to decide who you want to go and just announce it right here. You know, give us a scoop, man. but what do you think? You want to have that commitment done by the early signing period in December, or are you going to take it on to February?
I plan early December. That's yeah. My plan.
Yeah, get that behind you and everything. So, hey, Javon, and what everything we hear Coach Christy saying about you and what we've heard today, man, you're a fine young man. You seem to get your head on your shoulders. And one of these days, you know, after football, you'll be, running your own company, a computer engineer. And, you know, they use computers here now, right? Those are pretty important. Hey, Javon, thank you. Coach, hey, thank you, and good luck the rest of the season. Appreciate you guys joining us.
I appreciate you having us on. Let's come and talk about our program. Thank you all.
All right. Hey, good luck, Javon. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
All right. Javon Nelson. Hey,